What an honor and privilege for all of us to be allowed to come in the presence of God to worship Him. Not King, but the King of Kings. Not Lord, but the Lord of Lords. He has allowed us to come close to Him and to worship. What an honored and privileged people we are. I just appreciate this great morning, but please don't give anybody such a punishment ever in your life, and don't allow him to come for 4 years. This is a long time. I mean, I waited and waited and waited. But you know, when you wait for something and you get after a long time, you know the price of it. And you love it more. And so I want to appreciate each one of you for praying for India and for ABC Ministries in this tough time. The toughest time with COVID was in India than anywhere else. Millions of people died because of COVID, and our entire family had COVID, and nobody knew who's going to survive. But thank you very much for praying for us and for standing with us. And I bring you greetings from the Mother Church, Sujanpura Church, that has planted 1,100 churches all over India in 21 states out of 30, and a few places outside of India also. And it so happened that God connected me with great people. I'm connected to this church for 38 years. Do you know, first time when I came to preach in your church or to fellowship with you guys, you didn't even have a building. And you were meeting in a high school hall. Well, wow, what a great opportunity to connect with God's people. And this house is so rich this morning, full of men and women of God. Yeah, we have Kim and Sue. We have Chris and Beth. And we have Selena. Where is Selena? Yeah. And we have this great young man of God, Ben and Sarah, and three more with them. And I tell you, the relationship is such a thing. It never expires. It's forever and ever. If there's anything greatest in the kingdom of God, and that is the connection and the relationship. You relate to God every morning. You go and say, God, I love you. Good. I am not against it. But you know, many times when you go and spend a lot of time with your God, you can't understand the heavenly language. When you say, God, I want to spend time with you, He's saying, hey, that's good, but go and spend time with your brother. Go and spend time with your wife. Go and spend time with your spouse. Go and spend time with your fellow worker. And you know, this is what God is doing all over the world. He's connecting us with people and making them stronger and stronger. So I feel so privileged to be connected to you. And I could say it's not only 1,100 churches, 1,101. Yeah, and thank you very much for sending people from here with prayer to come there and experience what the Lord is doing in India. Our doors are wide open for you guys to come anytime. And it's a very different time. I will not say tough time. It's a very different time in India than it has been before. You can't do so many things that you used to. And politically, we have been persecuted. Just yesterday, one of our pastor was bailed and came out of jail, and who went to jail for preaching the gospel. This kind of thing happened, and people meet me and say, oh, very, very bad things are happening in India. We've been hearing. I said, no, nothing bad happening. Nothing bad happening in India. Only those things are happening that are allowed by the Holy Spirit, because God is in control, sitting on the computer. He's got everything. under control. I see first century church, the greatest blessing they got because they were persecuted. And looks like the persecution is designed by the Holy Spirit for the church to grow. Amen. You want to grow? Be persecuted. Don't. You're not willing? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in New Zealand. I didn't know. I thought I'm still in India. You know, Western culture, very hard. Nobody prays for, Lord, let thy will be done, but don't do this. Don't do this and don't do this. But when you, Paul and Silas, they were able to do a baptism service 12 o'clock. Baptism service 12 o'clock. Yeah, and the jailer family cooked the food for Paul and Silas. And they did the nursing. Nursing of Paul and Silas. Jailer did it. Why? Because they were ready to go to the jail. If you are willing to go to jail, the same thing. If you want first century miracles to happen in your church, just be ready to receive the first century things. And we are seeing great blessings. And we've gone up to 1,100 churches. And four more states are going to be reached next year. This is a very important year in the history of ABC. It's a golden jubilee year, 50th year. On the 21st of October, we are celebrating our golden jubilee, and 50 years are going to be completed, and it's going to be great for anyone who wants to be with us for this golden jubilee celebration. You are welcome. And otherwise, just pray for us that God will move and great things will happen. People from all over India and outside are traveling to come there, and we're going to have fun. He is my everything, he is my all. He is my everything, for greatest all. He gave himself for me, made everything new. He is my everything, now how about you? Some folks may ask me, some folks may say, who is the Jesus you talk about every day? He's my Savior. He sets me free. Now listen while I tell you what he means to me. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything. For great is all. He gave himself for me. Made everything new. He is my everything. Now how about you? He fills my soul with joy along life way. He thrills me through and through each night and day. And on my head with oil, my cup of flow. Before I call and pray, my Jesus, he knows. He is my everything, he is my all. He is my everything, for great is all. He gave himself for me, made everything new. He is my everything, now how about you? At the end, I will share with you a few things that are happening in India, and want you to get partner with us. But before that, I want to take you to the Word of God, and I'm going to begin with the key scripture, and that's Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 11. And if you remember the key scripture, you will remember the message all your life. Psalm 91, verse 11. And the man of God says like this. Listen to this. Psalm 91, verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in how many? All your ways, in your business, in your building, in your marriage, in your raising children, in your traveling. He has pledged that he will look after you and he will send his angel. I never saw angel coming to my life. I've started business. I had to close down. My marriage didn't work. I've never seen the angels helping me. Now, all the blessings of God are conditional. Do you know you fulfill the condition and he fulfills his promise? If you see or feel like God has not fulfilled the promises, look at the conditions that were there for God to fulfill the promise in your life. Now, what's the condition? That's what is my message. God's condition for you to see angels coming down from heaven into your life, protecting you and guiding you and leading you, directing you, blessing you, filling you with this heavenly joy. What's the condition? The condition is Proverbs 3:6. Condition is Proverbs 3:6. God's going to send his angel to come and protect you and lead you in every area of your life. But what we need to do is in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge. If you acknowledge God, God will protect you. If you say, God, I want you to be number one in my life, number one, you, when you get married, you plan so many things. You plan for your house, you plan for a new car, you plan for vacation. Oh, that's very good. But first thing you plan, say, God, you are going to be number one in my married life. I'm starting this business. I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do that. But the number one thing is I need to acknowledge God in my business. You start your ministry, very good. You go to Bible colleges and learn all the gimmicks they're teaching to win the people. Good. I'm not against those things. You want to learn instruments to play? You want to learn languages? You want to read 13 different translations of Bible so that you become the top speaker? I'm not against. But don't build your ministry upon those things. Build your ministry upon acknowledging God. You did it. You did it. Well, it's easier for me to say that, you'll say, because I came from nowhere. I was the poorest among poor in the country of India. Didn't know anything. Couldn't speak a word of English language. And I had to thoroughly and totally and completely surrender myself in the hand of the Lord. And I did it. And in everything, I just said, God, I cannot do it. Help me, Lord. I cannot do it. I started preaching the gospel when I was 13. And I remember going to this convention. 1,500 people are going to be there. And I'm going to be the speaker. I don't know what to preach. And I could barely read my Hindi language. Forget about English language. So I used to go and say, God, please help me. And God taught me a thing. And he said, 24 times you say that you're nothing, you're nothing, you're nothing. And then preach. And I started saying that 24 times. I'm nothing, I'm nothing. And every time I will see God use me and do a miracle, give me a verse, give me a message. And then I learned this. But you know what happened? I started preaching 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, 2,500. And I became what? You know. You know. You don't become that when you start a business, but business big goes big, you become that. You don't become that when you start your house from scratch, but when you have a multi-story building, you start, this is my building. And same thing in the ministry. This is the day, second day of the convention, and 1,500 to 2,000 people are going to be there. And I practice whole day what I'm going to talk about, and I was so proud. I'm going to preach the best message of my life. I went to the place. I couldn't hardly wait for my turn, and I got up behind the pulpit and started preaching. While I was preaching, I was saying to myself, this is the best message I'm preaching. this is the best message. I finished my preaching and I said, everyone who wants to give their life to Jesus Christ, come in front. Please come in the front. No one came. I thought interpreter did not interpret right. He was interpreting in Uriah language. And he said, I did. I said, do it again. And he did it again. No one came. And I was so embarrassed. I came down from the pulpit. I asked the guy to take me home. I'm not feeling well. They said, no, you can't go home. 60 people are having dinner with you. I said, no, I'm going to have any dinner. I am not feeling well. They took me to my place where I was staying, and I fell before God. I started crying. I said, God, you failed me. Why did you bring me here if you had to fail? God said, why? I said, you gave me a word. Nothing happened. And I heard a voice. I never gave you a word. That was your own preparation. Are you so proud? And moreover, did you say I am nothing 2 dozen times? I said, no, I didn't. I cried before God. I'm sorry. I didn't acknowledge. I didn't acknowledge you. I cried and cried and cried. And next day, I didn't prepare anything. I was just crying and praying. I went to the convention last day. More people than any other day. And I started preaching. And before the preaching, I said, God, if you don't give me the word, I'm going to tell the congregation I don't have a word. So please pray and sit down. So I got up and I sort of saw this scripture. Jesus was passing through Jericho. So I asked them to read that the Luke's Gospel 19 chapter, and they read for me, Jesus was passing through Jericho. And I'm saying to myself, what am I going to preach from this? Jesus was passing through Jericho. And then the Holy Spirit came on me, and I said, Jesus was passing through Jericho. Jesus is passing through Cuttack. Something can happen to you. He's passing. And people's hairs were raised. I just said it 8 minutes. And then I said, well, I finished my message. But if there's anybody who wants to give your life to Jesus, he's passing through you. 300 people came on the altar, crying, kneeling down before God, and amazing things happened. It's because that day I acknowledged God, and the previous day I did not acknowledge God. You may be anybody, but if you fail to acknowledge God, he does not send his angels to protect you and lead you. But if you acknowledge God, acknowledging God is very important. No matter what you do, but say, God, without you, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. And I want you to read this Psalm 118, verse 13. Psalm 118, verse 13. Psalm 118, and Ben is going to read. He's the best reader. Okay. He used to do it in Denver, so I will have him do it here. 118, verse 13. Yeah.
My enemies did their best to kill me.
What? My enemies, they wanted to kill me. Okay. My enemies did their best to kill me. Any other translation? Some other translation, read it. Yeah. I was pushed back. Have you ever been pushed back? Has anybody pushed you back? Have you complained to pastor? I will not go come to this church. These people pushed me back. I'm not going to send my child to Sunday school. The Sunday school teacher pushes my son back. Pushing back is an experience that we always talk about. I was pushed back. Listen to this. Yeah, I was pushed back then. And I was about to fall. Violently. I was pushed back violently. Has anybody ever been violent against you? Has anybody tried to push you? Has anybody tried to make you fall? David is saying all those things. But at the end, what he says, listen to this, what he said. At the end, he says, I was pushed back, but the Lord helped me. It's not my own intelligence. My business is not running because of my intelligence. My ministry is not going because, well, I have learned how to preach. I know how to play instruments. And I've got a big church. Moreover, I've got a great pulpit. All these things will not allow you to continue to go in God and angels to visit you. But what makes your house and you to have the visitation of angel to come to you is acknowledging God. I was pushed back. I was made to fall. People tried to do everything. They were violent against me. But God, folks, talk about God. And you will have visitations of angel in everything you do. He's going to turn your mourning into dancing. He's going to change the situation around you. Listen to this one, Genesis 31. Genesis 31, verse 5. Genesis 31, verse 5. Yes. Genesis 31, verse 5. Somebody got it? You can read it.
He said to them, I have noticed that your father's attitude toward me.
Okay, now this is Jacob talking to his wife. And he's saying, I see the attitude of your father is what?
It's changed.
It's changed. If anybody's attitude changes towards you, you realize it. See? I went to the party. They didn't even shake hands with me. The attitude changed. They're different. You talk about the body language of people. Body language tells that they don't love me anymore. Jacob is talking to his wife about the attitude of father, his father-in-law. Now, other translation, listen to this. Other translation, and said to them, I see a father's countenance. People have something on their face because they don't like you. And by their face, you can guess that they don't like me. They don't like my coming here. Why did you come here? Did I call you? Any other translation? Read it. 31:5. One more thing. Different translation. You got it? You can read it. Genesis 31:5. Change. What he was before is changed. Folks, this is what we talk everywhere. In the church, outside we talk. Talk about people, about them changing and their relation changing. But you know what he said? Listen to this, what he said at the end. He said, but.
God of my father has been with me.
God of my father has been with me. Folks, when the attitude of people change, when people dislike you, when they hate you, when try to push you, when they try to make you fall, at that time, acknowledge God and say, God, you be with me. And if God is with you in your Sunday school classes, in your church, in your teaching, in what you are doing for the Lord, if God be with you, not only that, but I'm a cook by hobby. And every time I cook food, I ask God, and I have done it 57 years. But after 57 years of cooking, I still say, God, help me. I'm going to cook this. I can make a mistake and spoil everything, but help me. You build a house, ask God to help you. When you drive a car, I know you have driven the car 50 years. I know you have the experience and you have the best of the car. This is all good. But say, God, please, I acknowledge you. I do have the steering in my hand, but you have me in your hand. You help me. I acknowledge, when you acknowledge God, the angels start coming and steer your car and save you from disaster. My angels will come you and protect you, and they will lead you in every area of your life if you look at me and acknowledge me. Now listen to this, verse 7 of the same 31st chapter, verse 7. You got seven? Seven in 31st chapter of Genesis. Say, yet your father has deceived me. Anybody deceived you ever? Anybody deceived you? And listen to this. He said, and changed my wages 10 times. That means he deceived me over and over again and again 10 times. When you are deceived 10 times, what do you do? I just leave the church. and block Ben's number. And if he comes and knocks the door, this guy is very tough. He will go and knock the door. I know him. But if he comes and knocks the door, you simply say, sorry, we're sleeping. What were we reading? Read it again. Your father has changed my wages 10 times. People have cheated you. People have bluffed you, ripped you off, stood against you. This will happen. This is normal. Don't tell me it only happens in India. It happens in New Zealand also. This kind of thing, people cheating each other one time, two times, 10 times in business, in personal, even in the church, happens. People come to me in India and they say, oh, you know, Brother Tony, that guy took a loan 3 times from me. He never gave it back to me. And I'm not going to come to church anymore. What is the mistake of the church in this? You gave a loan to this individual. And this guy says, your father cheated me not 1, 2 times, but he cheated me 10 times. But listen to this. The end of the scripture is this. Your father cheated me 10 times, but God did not allow him to. His acknowledge. He's not saying, because I was intelligent, I did not allow him to cheat me. Don't give credit to yourself. Don't brag about yourself. Don't talk about yourself. Don't talk about your wisdom. But if you want angels to come from heaven and protect you and lead you and guide you, talk about God and say, God did not allow my enemy to cheat me 10 times. And he said, even though your father tried to cheat me 10 times, I'm still a richer man than him. And I've got more cattle, more money, more possession, more servants, more gold and more silver. It's because, not because of me, but because of my God. Folks, it's important. If you have not seen the angels for a long time, and the only thing you see everywhere in your house is devil. Devil in the drawing room, devil in the bathroom. Devil in my children, devil in my husband, devil in my wife. If you're sick and tired seeing devil and you want to see heaven, you want to see God, you want to see angels come down, the only one way I know is just brag about God. Talk about God. You just acknowledge God for every wall of your house, for every decoration of your house, for every good thing that's happening in your house. Just acknowledge God and you will be like Jacob, and God did not allow him to harm me. I want you to read this one. Acts of the Apostles, 3rd chapter, 12th verse and 13th verse. This is a man of God. His name is Peter, along with John. These two went to preach. They're very miracle-working people and very popular, very famous people of that time. And great things happened. Today, they were going to the house of God and they saw lame since birth. And they prayed for him and raised him. And he was able not to just stand, but he's leaping and jumping and was going to the church. A miracle happened. A guy who never walked from the time of birth is leaping and jumping. And so what happens? When this kind of thing happens, great things happen around you. When you build a big house, when you preach a good word, when you play a good music, when your children are excelling in education, all those things make people to look at you. Wow, what a great man you are. Listen to this, what happened. Yes, 12th verse and 13th verse. Acts of the Apostle 3, 12 and 13. Yes.
So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people.
Hey, when he saw this, what did he see? He saw everyone praising, everyone glorifying Peter. Peter, Peter. Folks, this thing will happen, but somehow try like Peter to take people's eye off of you. And don't just enjoy their appreciation for you and bragging about you. Peter saw this. What Peter said. Listen to what Peter said. Peter said,
Men of Israel. Why do you marvel at this?
Why do you look at us? Why are you gazing on us?
Why look so intently at us?
Why do you look on us so intently? He's telling the secret. We didn't do anything. We took the name of Jesus Christ. I'm standing here. I've done the job for 57 years, preaching the gospel. And we started church in India with the result that we planted another one. And one by one, 1,100 churches have been planted. But often I cry and say, God, I didn't do it. You did it. My sons, my biggest riches in the world is my spiritual sons. I have only one biological son, but I have more than 2,000 spiritual sons. When I look at them, I was not that good. I didn't know the language. I didn't know Bible too well. I was not expositor of the Word of God. I couldn't sing. I couldn't play any instrument except this tamarind. But I see God has blessed me with my sons. And God told me, if you continue to give credit to me, if you continue to brag about me, if you continue to lift my name, I will allow the angels to come in your every situation. Things that you cannot do by yourself, the angels from heaven will do it. And heaven will come and do it. Financially, how can I do it? God will do it. Because you are acknowledging him. And the man of God acknowledged, I want to take you to a battlefield. Because every one of us is in some kind of battlefield. Some kind of battlefield. Battlefield with our children. Battlefield with our finances. With our business. Battlefield in our spiritual life. And often we see ourselves losing. Enemy winning. And we don't know what to do. Let's go to this battlefield. Second Chronicles, 14th chapter. And we'll begin from 11th verse. And here's a king whose name is Asa. Asa is a man of God. Asa had 500,000 army. 500,000. 500,000 army. And enemy whose name is Zerah, Ethiopian, comes with 1,000,000 army. Say, double. Double army. He comes with 1,000,000 army and 300 elephants. And he wants to fight against Asa. So Asa came and set the battle. He came to fight. You ready for ministry, for business, for Sunday school teaching? For playing in the worship team? Good. Set. Asa set everything. But listen to this. After setting everything, what did he do? Yeah.
And Asa called to the Lord his God and said,
where? In battlefield? This is no prayer meeting, Mr. Asa. Your soldiers are very much worried. Why is my king bowing down? Is he bowing before the enemy? He bowed down in the battlefield. He cried before the Lord. Listen to this, his cry. I don't care what business you are in, but before you start the battle, you bow down before God and pray a prayer like this. What was the prayer? He said what?
There is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty.
Wow. What else?
Help us, Lord our God, for we rely on you.
We rely on You, we have 500,000 army. I'm glad you got money. I'm glad you got cars. I'm glad you got education. I'm glad you got people. But don't rely and don't bank on them. And don't think because of them you will be winning this battle. Before you start, you pray a prayer. I rely on you. Now listen to this, what happened. In your name, we have come against this vast army. Yes.
Vast.
Yes, vast army. Very good, man. Thank you for giving me this point. Vast.
It's actually multitude.
Multitude. You have multitudes against you. You have a big problem against you. I don't know why everything is against me. Everything, everyone is cheating me. Everyone is pushing me. Everyone is making me fall. Everyone is snatching. Everyone is cheating me 10 times. But you say, I come. But what I want you to hear, this is amazing. Golden words, yes.
Lord, you are our God. Do not let mere mortals prevail against
you. Then what happened? Listen to this. Then.
Struck down the Cushites.
Who?
The Lord.
Who did it? What was Asa doing then? Asa, what was Asa? Asa was standing like that. Folks, let me tell you, when God is there in your battlefield and is fighting for you, you don't have to be stressed. When men of God, God's people, I meet all over the world, when they say, I'm stressed. I wonder, why are they stressed? It's not their battle anyway. God comes down from heaven. His angels come. Let the angels of God do it. They will design things in such a way. They will organize your family in such a way. They will provide you in such a way. You will be marvel to see. In all your ways, acknowledge me. In all your battles, acknowledge me. When you are in a battlefield and the enemy is very, very strong, you acknowledge me and I will come and smite the enemy. I will come and stand against the enemy and I'll give you victory. Asa got the victory without fighting because he acknowledged God and gave everything in the hand of God. This man is a great man. His name is Solomon. Solomon built a very good house. And the foundations of the house were laid with precious stones. If you have a precious stones on your ring, you show everybody this. He put the foundations of the precious stone and very expensive wood. He overlaid everything, all the walls and ceiling and flooring with pure gold. There was gold everywhere. And the building was talked about all over the world. Kings and rich people were talking about the building. They all wanted to come for the inauguration. People traveled thousands of miles and came for the inauguration. And their eyes are glued. They all want to see Solomon, what he has to say. Solomon comes from his room and he stands on a platform of brass. He specially ordered, I'm going to stand on the platform brass, and he knelt down before God and he said, God, until you come in this house that I built is nothing. This house that I built, every eye is glued to Solomon. What is he going to say? He said, God, it's important for you to be glorified. You to come in this house. Folks, we have done it. Our mother and father have raised us, given us the education. We have the money. We are starting the business. We are following Jesus. But it's important for us to pray this. God, without you, I cannot do it until your presence comes. And then the presence of God came from heaven. And this building became important building in the world, and people used to come from all over and used to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. You're going to bless people. Entire world is going to be blessed. But important is to acknowledge, lady brought her only son to the house of God. And Bible tells us the child was very small. Child was very small. She brings the child and she leaves it in the house of God. And you read there, it is written that the two sons of Eli were idiots. Idiots. Which mother is happy to leave her child among two idiots? That's why I don't send my son to the Sunday school. That's why I don't send my daughter to church. Because of Hophni and Phinehas. But Hannah brought her son, laid it before the Lord. And she said, this is acknowledging God that I was childless. And God gave me a child. My husband Elkanah didn't give me this child, but my God from heaven gave me this child. And you know what? You read that chapter, it's written that Hannah got five more children. And this one, Samuel, became a great man of God. And if he puts a little oil on an ordinary person, that ordinary person becomes the king of Israel. Because somebody's mother acknowledged God. Somebody's mother acknowledged God. You acknowledge God. God has given me this child. God is giving me this daughter, this son. I must acknowledge. I must raise. Don't only think about your children to be the top in the world and make top money. They can make millions of dollars and still be nothing, and they be drug addict, and they will be different places where they will not be able to do anything. But if you just raise them in the fear of God, they will bring the heaven to your house, and they will be blessing for the people around you. That's your responsibility. You gave me this child. Hannah brought the child. I, first time in America a couple of months ago, I had a privilege of sitting in the Tesla car. And the guy who was driving, he was bragging that this car goes by itself. I was a bit worried also, but the car was going by itself. And he was bragging about everything. But at the end, he also told me that after 300 miles, this car is good for nothing. It has to go to a charging station. Then immediately, the Holy Spirit told me, you may be anybody, Mr. Tony. You may be Tesla. But you need to remember that after 300 miles, you need to go to a charging station. Do you have a charging station at home? Your Tesla car is not going, not doing anything? Because you've not gone to charging station. Don't apply television, magazines, and books, and money, and flour for your wife. These things don't work. What works is to go to charging station. Charge yourself. God, you are in my family. You run my children. You bless my wife. You bless my ministry. Don't do it yourself. Let him do it. Acknowledge him. When you acknowledge God, he blesses you more than you can even think of. Not only that, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Why? In acknowledging that it is his blessing, and all these things shall be added unto you. He said, Martha, you're going to roll the stone, and I'm going to call your brother out. Well, if you can call brother out, why don't you call the stone out also? No, that's not my work. That's your work, to roll the stone. By rolling stone, you will be telling the whole world, my Jesus is going to call my brother out. Are you rolling the stone, or are you worried about rolling the stone? The rolling the stone is, God, I accept that you can do it, and there's nothing too hard. I'm rolling the stone because I believe that you are worthy. You can do it. When God's people roll the stone, God does marvelous things. My angels will come from heaven and protect you in all your ways. You simply have to acknowledge me in anything and everything. Acknowledge God and he will direct your path. Shall we bow our head? Shall we bow our head? And my only question is that do you remember anything in which you didn't acknowledge God, or many things that you failed to acknowledge God and give him first place? And you will say, yes, that's why I don't have angels helping me. No heavenly blessing, no joy, no peace, no intervention of God. I'm still in the battlefield for 19 years and cannot win it. You want to win your battle? Just say, Lord, I'm sorry I didn't acknowledge you. I was so baffled to see things grow. I got so busy in marriage and children and gold and silver and other things that I didn't get a chance to acknowledge you. But I'm saying sorry. Did you hear what I said? If you can say, God, I'm saying sorry. If you'll say sorry to God and pledge that in future you will acknowledge God, I'll pray for you. If there's anybody, while you're sitting, every head bow, every eye closed, if you will just lift up your right hand and say, Brother Tony, I want God to forgive me for not acknowledging. In future, I will acknowledge him in all my things. Just lift up your hand, I'll pray for you. God bless you, 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 God bless you. Almost like 50 people. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Seen your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Could I also ask you to take one more step? Just stand wherever you are. Those of you who have lifted up your hand, just stand wherever you are. Just acknowledging God, that God, you can do it. Yes, Lord. Just say it, Father, forgive me, and I will acknowledge in everything. Precious dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us, Lord. And we all, including me, make a pledge this morning that in everything we will acknowledge you and give you first place. So the angels from heaven come and protect us. And don't allow the enemy to cheat us even one time. And the people who are trying to push us, make us fall, you may be able to save us from all disaster. We ask you to continue to be our God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. You may be seated, please. I told you at the end I'll share you a couple of things that you can become a partner with. And this is a very important thing and a big thing that happened in India. We had a free school, and many of you are our partners, our PCF partners. And regularly, without fail, every month you put your money in the bank. And this is one of the schools that we had was donated by a lady who was adopted, and she died. 40 years ago, she donated the property, and we used the property 40 years. And she had just given us a paper on thumb impression. And that's what all the paper we had. And our manager failed to go to the court to get her from her name to the society name, because it had been years and years, 40 years. Another guy came there and found out this loophole, went to the court and got this money, this paper changed by giving bribe, and put another man there as an owner, and then bought from him, and then filed a case that this property belongs to me. We fought for 11 years and we lost the case, and we were ordered to leave the property, and there were 200 children educated there. And children were all weeping and crying, and our staff was also crying, and they had to come out, and we had to give that property to them. But I don't know, for one reason, somebody asked me, and I said, well, all things work for good. And that fellow said, what good will come out of this? I said, I don't know, but God knows it. few weeks later, a Muslim man contacted me, and he was a property dealer, and he said, all the people here are from all the villages, they want to support you, and they are not very happy with what has happened for your school, because your school has sent 2,000 children graduated from that school who could not have gone to a school without the school. It's a free school. And there's a guy who has a land. You want to come and see that? And he wants to give it for the half price. And I went and saw that. The land was 10 times better location on a main road and a bigger land. And I said, wow, this land is very good. And the guy said, I would have given you free. But because I need some money, give me some money. So we talked to our Indian people, and quickly the money came in, and we bought the property. And we started raising boundary walls and foundation walls, and we are raising, and then some more bricks came, and we did that. And those children are waiting, 200. We are building the building for 300. So that's what God wanted to do, give us a building for 300 instead of 200. But we need some funds to complete the building. And I'm talking to you first time this direct, that if you guys want to invest your money, you can send for this building. I mean, your $1,000 is 50,000 our rupees. We can buy 6,000 bricks with $1,000. You can't buy more than a couple hundred. And so this is one of our need. If any one of you say, yes, I want to take a part, and I believe that by the time I've reached there, I will be reaching in 10 days, 11th day, I will be there. And they are all ready with the scaffolding and everything to pour the concrete. And within 2.5 months, we will complete the building and get these children in the building and 100 more. For the 100 more that we are getting, we already have 67 partners in New Zealand, and we need about 30 more. And I have a table there, and there's our sign-up sheet like this. And this is divided in two parts. Half of it goes to you, and this one goes to India. Your name and your phone number, your email address, and your signature, that you want to give $1 a day, $30 a month, for PCF ministry to run these schools on a regular basis. I will be there. Not only if you come to the table, not necessarily you have to fill this form, you can come to shake hands with me, but basically I will be there. You can say, hey, Tony, what you're doing is very good. You're educating these children who will never get the education. I want to be a part in this. And you sign up this. So there are two requests that I have. And one is one-time gift to complete the building. The other one is to sign up this. And with all these things, I want to appreciate. I have enjoyed my time here in New Plymouth. Deepak is a great friend of mine. And he makes me feel so much at home. And I appreciate Deepak and Sandra very much for what they are doing for India also. And they're always very generous in giving for India. So I appreciate them very much. I have my friend Sunny here, and his staff, and his wife Seema is there. And we've had some wonderful time. Sunny is a great cook. In church, I don't feel like going from here. Keep me here. I feel like I'm a missionary sent from this church, and I come every year. This time I came after 4 years. So thank you for having my picture there and praying for me. Pastor, appreciate you very much. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. The hand of the Lord is upon you, and you'll continue to grow. And blessing for this church. I pray every day for you guys, every day. Our family prayer, we pray for you every day. So we appreciate you, and I will be there meeting you. If there's anybody who will say, I want to complete that building, may the Lord bless you. Amen.